How do you stay in a moment like that? Nobody expected that. I'm sure you and Troy weren't even expecting something like that.
No, it was like a lightning bolt. And I got to be honest with you, my initial reaction, and maybe I was right, maybe I was wrong, was for Diggs to get out of bounds. You know, when you watch the replay and the time is in there, he caught it with 3, maybe 4 seconds left. And I thought, duck out of bounds. And then that would have been stupid because he was wide open going down the sideline to the end zone. So when you're in that moment and you're calling it, you think, okay, they need a pass to the sideline. They got to jump out of bounds and have a shot at a field goal. The last thing you think about is what happened is, you know, Williams makes that kind of diving, ducking action as the safety, and Diggs makes the catch, turns, and goes up the sideline for the touchdown. I mean, that was the furthest thing from my mind. Mm.
Joe Buck, who called the Viking Saints yesterday, joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. And where does it rank for you from what you've called in your career, Joe?
Well, considering that it was the first, in essence, walk-off touchdown win in NFL playoff history, it's certainly the most recent. It's also, I think, most exciting for a singular moment. I mean, you just don't get those in the NFL. You may get those in baseball, obviously, with a walk-off home run. You know, it's kind of like the Joe Carter home run that I didn't call. Sean McDonough called on CBS when he won it for the Blue Jays back in the day, where you just have that one stamp and that one moment that, you know, for Carter, won a World Series, and for Diggs and Keenum, won a playoff game. It's top, I don't know, two or three for me. But as far as football, I think it's probably number one for exciting moments that I've been a part of.
The Rich Eisen Show, weekdays at noon Eastern on Audience.